Cuba and much more. Today is Thursday, August 31st, 2023. Cuba called this Wednesday before the United Nations General Assembly to respect the rights of the Palestinian people and rejected Israel's actions against their settlements, homes, and schools. The Cuban ambassador, Pedro Luis Pedroso, when presenting the annual report of the Committee for the Exercise of the Inalienable Rights of the Palestinian People, UNISPAL, for its acronym in English, urged the Israel government to reverse the annexation. Likewise, in his capacity as vice president of UNISPAL, the representative of the Caribbean nation denounced, in particular, actions such as house demolitions, the expansion of Israeli settlements, and the forced displacement of Palestinians. The committee presented a legal study on the illegality of the Israeli occupation of the occupied Palestinian territory, including East Jerusalem. According to UNISPAL, the research contributed to a broader understanding of the complex legal framework surrounding the Israeli occupation and its implications. New information reveals plans from the U.S. to sabotage the attendance of the Cuban head of state, Miguel Díaz-Canel, to the U.N. General Assembly, where he would attend as representative of the presidency of the G77 movement plus China in September. The journalistic website Razones de Cuba points out that once again, foreign-based ringleaders and influencers are at the center of the provocations. Digital correspondence between terrorist Manuel Milanés Pisonero and counter-revolutionary Javier Fernández Negrín leaked on the channel El Guerrero Cubano reveals the preparation of actions to repudiate the attendance of the Cuban delegation to the international event. The plans include demonstrations against the Cuban delegation, including the possibility of placing a giant screen in a public place with high visibility to return to common themes of the manipulation of the anti-Cuban sector towards the reality of the island. This attempt ratifies the counter-revolutionary alignment around anti-Cuban politician Rosa Maria Payá. Her actions are also in line with her actions to assume leadership positions within the counter-revolution based in Europe. Razones de Cuba reports that the provocateurs are also trying to use the upcoming G77 plus China summit to be held in Havana on September 15 and 16 as a scenario for destabilization actions. Once again, the rapacious claw of those who see the attack on the Cuban government as a business is exposed. Their ideals are as false as the concern they claim to profess for the welfare of our people. The constant efforts to reverse Cuba's economic problems today leads to curiosity such as some entrepreneurs dedicated to produce their own brands of watches. This curiosity is in the shadow of the development of micro, small, and medium-sized enterprises, something that is gaining momentum these days when these people, with great efforts, try to place themselves in the creative and productive panorama of the country. The complicated manufacturing work and the wide variety of the assortment of the only Cuban company specialized in the production and sale of analog watches is called Tiempo de Luz, and it aims to reach the domestic and international tourist markets. This is the case of Ernesto Barrios, owner of the company, who explained to Prensa Latina that since 2021, his firm has produced these 100% renewable watches since it uses raw materials, parts and pieces from other equipment that are depreciated by customers or put into liquidation by companies such as the Cimex Corporation. The owner of Tiempo de Luz stated that he has a contract with Cuban Empresa Comercial Caracol S.A., which specializes in Cuba's most autochthonous products such as cigars, rum, coffee, and souvenirs. The Lingua Franca exhibition, which has been open for several months to the public at Galleria Havana Exhibition Center in the Cuban capital, is closing this Thursday after promoting the work by 17 Cuban artists. The exhibitors are professors of the University of Arts, a leading educational institution in plastic arts in Cuba. The exhibition was a link between different artistic projects in terms of techniques, styles, and manifestations. Lingua Franca is committed to the relationship between art and pedagogy, one of the leading keys of the project that assumes the communicative function of creation and its potential to establish itself as a means of transmitting and receiving sensitivities. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.